Linda, you are muted.
Welcome back to part two of November 2nd. Yikes. Live with Linda and friends. Can't believe it's already November 2nd. Hi, Ava. You must have had a time change too.
Yes. Now I understand because I'm on time.
Got it.
I got it.
So I would love to have a little check-in with any other. We've been doing this face refresher, Ava, and if you have a chance to just go back and look at that part and do it, I think you'd really enjoy it because it makes you feel wonderful. So I'm wondering, any feedback from the second part of the face? What we did was just do coiled pythons, little circle in the slide, or just a little circle and a lift, which people prefer, on four different lines up the face and then up the middle here. How was that for those of you who did it for the first time? Angela, how about you?
I found that quite relaxing.
Great. Good. Megan, were you able to do it?
Yeah, I did it. Let me put my video back on. Yes, I did it for, you saw I was doing it as I was very late, but it very relaxing. And have you ever heard of Lindsay Wagner's acupressure facelift? It reminded me a little bit of that, which I used to do. And it would really, your whole face is warm at the end. So I felt, at least on this side, I'll have to go back and watch the replay and do it. It's wonderful. And it reminds me of that. I imagine it would stimulate all the, everything in there.
I call it a face refresher.
Yeah.
Joy, how about you, Joy? Are you here with us, Joy?
I don't know, I asked to unmute, but there's no reaction.
Okay, Razia, how about you?
Well, I'm a bit slow because I was working until and I'm very much under the impression of some tragedy. How do you say? Tragic situation that I met, and I'm still digesting this.
Yeah.
But it was very nice. I just didn't get that with the lines, I think.
Well, yeah, we just were imagining, like, we were just following one line up the side, and then inside that line, just another imaginary line, and then a third one just up this, just kind of over the middle of the eye and straight up, and then one straight up along the side of the nose, like that. And then I did one right up the middle. My body really wanted that.
Thank you.
And just
I
remind
do it.
You,
I mean, I always do tea touch all the time.
Good.
During the day.
Great.
And in different situations, also before I go to the clients so I will do it.
Perfect. Great. Okay. So what I would like to answer is a question that came in the chat. I can't remember who it came from, but it was about the kick in the face. This is a collection, for those of you who came in late, these are stories of T-Touch, the way T-Touch is, cases where T-Touches were used, 210 pages of them. And there was, I read the table of contents or part of it before, and one in the table of contents was relief from a kick in the face by a horse. And someone wrote in the chat, what I'd like to know what that is. I don't remember who wrote it, but it doesn't matter. Here it is right here. Promoting healing after a horse kick in the eye, page 34. Okay. A kick in the eye is better than one in the teeth. This is a quote. Boy, that, I don't know. Which, you know, I got kicked right here. You can see that scar right there. And it happened at a dressage competition. And I had, when it happened, there was a doctor, a friend of mine, sitting on her horse. And she said she was afraid to look because if I had been kicked just higher, that would have shattered this. They couldn't have been repaired. This was an easy jawbreak right there. So 2 years ago, my then 3-year-old colt came gamboling over while I was cleaning his run. As I started to stand up to warn him this was not playtime, he reared up and met me halfway, his right front foot in my left eye. Yikes. After a long pause to be sure the eyeball was still in one piece and still in my head, and scared that I just lost vision, I gingerly opened my eye to see if I could still see. Just a great blur, but at least the eye was still sort of working. My next thought, having seen the great plum-like swelling of other kick victims, was that there was no way I was going to work the next day looking like I'd been in a fight, even though I'd lose chance to use the line, you should have seen the other guy. Who wrote this? There's no time, there's no unnamed, this is not signed. It's one of the few in here not signed. In between finishing chores, I did raccoon tea touches around the eye, trying to encourage tears to help flush out the bits of dirt that were in the eye. I kept the eye closed. Once inside, the tea touch work continued in bouts of 10 to 20 minutes at a time for at least 2 hours. Pressure was never more than one. And if it's possible to use a pressure less than one, I did it. It definitely is. I use a less than one when I break joint bones. I also use the edge of a soft-sided cold pack to circle with, as well as the tip of a fingernail. Becoming acquainted with every eyelash and square centimeter of my left eye, I found that I could feel areas where I had not done much circling begin to swell. That provided direction as to where to work next. Being too much of a wimp to test my sight again or to look in the mirror, I went to bed. The next morning, fearfully looking in the mirror using the good right eye, there was an amazing sight. No swelling, no bruising on the left eye, only 3 red marks where his hoof had broken the skin. Even better, the vision in the left eye had improved. Though for at least 2 months after the kick, I experienced double vision in the left eye, the eyeball gradually returned to its normal shape. The next time I had my vision checked, it was back to 20/20 in each eye. About a year later, I had a more thorough check by a doctor as I was seeing a dark spot floating around in front of the left eye. She could see no damage, saying that I had a if floater, quote. I don't know what that means. I told her I had been kicked in the eye, and she said she couldn't say if the floater was a result of that or a common normal occurrence of aging. Though I was sad to hear that I'm getting old, the floater had gotten no worse and actually seemed to be fading away in times. This was October 25th, 2000. Pretty interesting, eh? And we had a similar, I mean, I forget now who told the story before of the kick in the somewhere. Anyway. What I would like to talk to you about is Ava, what you brought up the last time. And I really want to thank you, Ava, for your courage in saying your truth. Because so often when we're in a group, we think we have to say, oh, we're okay, you know. And sometimes, I mean, people ask me sometimes how I am when I, man, I don't know how I can keep my head up. And I just say, I'm great, thanks. Because it, what are we going to say when we don't feel well? Moan about it? It doesn't do any good. It doesn't make the other person feel well. And so I quit sharing how I feel, except with my closest friends. But I do want to address this thing of how we feel. Because my question is, I know lots of people who aren't doing so well right now. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. And I've been trying to get to the bottom of this, as most of you know, of what's going on with me, other than what do you expect your 83 from my husband last year? That's a common thought. It's just because we're getting older. So the question is, what can we do about it? Well, if we're lucky enough to have to find a really skillful either integrative doctor, or in my case, the person who's helped me the most has been the naturopathic doctor. So I wanted just share with you what happens when you do blood work. I've been working on this now. I'm sharing this with you all because there are times like right now, like when I'm engaged, I feel fantastic and I will feel good. Like the last time we were together, I felt good for a couple of hours. Then I crashed. And then for a couple of days after, I was like thinking last week, I'll never be able to teach again. I just don't have the possibility. I won't be strong enough. And then I have a day that's really good. So I want to know, okay, you guys, what's going on? What can be changed? So I send a WhatsApp to my friend in Costa Rica. Not Costa Rica. Yeah, Costa Rica. And she's down there because she has not been able to live in the United States. She would have died here from, she's got a problem with all of the electric stuff, you know, cell phones and everything. And she has finally found what's working for her, and that is to balance her hormones, which is really hard to do. I mean, I've been working on this for, you know, the last year. So I'm really hopeful now because in 2 weeks, I'll be getting now a natural, I forget what you call them, specially put together hormone, because right now I'm on lexithioxine or something like that. It's a man-made hormone. And the problem is with it, when you get somebody who tells you what's going on, that works for your thyroid for the T4, but it doesn't affect your T3. So that means your hormones are thrown off. And this is what I have this brilliant man, she is really brilliant, naturopathic doctor. And she looked at the test that I did the end of June. And this is what she said, okay. Now, my integrative doctor who looked at this didn't say a bloody thing to me about this. My Epstein-Barr virus is very active. Well, anybody who's dealt with Epstein-Barr knows that it can just knock you down so you can't move. There's a reason you can't move. I have not been taking the medication for about, it's not medication, supplement. I'm going to show it to you. It's really simple. I hadn't been taking it for quite a few months. I've got lack. And I'm sharing all this stuff with you, thinking maybe, you know, somebody will have a inspiration to get the right type of blood test. So this is Biocedin LSF, and it's a substance for strengthening against the Epstein-Barr. Okay, But my other doctor, my integrative doctor that I went to thinking I want a different kind of look at this, didn't say a word that the Epstein-Barr was active, and I can't read the blood test. And then what Anne-Marie Lambert said is that the white cell count is too low. It's 3.5, and that shows a suppressed immune system. And I forget what normal is. That's the only thing that she didn't say what the normal is. So my platelets, which are an important part of the immune system, I'm at 130, and normal is 150 to 450. So immune system, well, I have an autoimmune disease, right? Autoimmune is thyroid. Interesting. So then my monocyte count is 14. Normal is 8 to 10, way above normal. Now, I don't know what that, I just got this yesterday, so I don't have to look up, and I don't even know what monocytes mean. And my carbon dioxide level is stable, should be 23, and I'm at 30. Not getting enough oxygen. Now, my oxygen level has gone up since I started taking this chlorophyll. It's gone up, and it starts at 95 now, which is like bottom of normal. And before it was 93, 92 for the last year. So and she also said that this carbon dioxide level could affect how I'm walking. And you're all going to get, I think, really excited at what Eleanor is going to bring to us on Sunday. And it's Sunday this time, not Saturday. And remember the time change for us in North America. Now, my pituitary is yelling at my thyroid. Normal pituitary is apparently 0.6 to 1.6, and I'm at 3.6. Like, wow, you know, that's really high. And my T3 level should be 3.6, and I'm at 2.8. The T3, that has to do with your thyroid. And the thing is, when your thyroid is your, it's just important for everything in the body. So, I mean, that's all good news, because I'm going to a doctor who's not going to just put me on some kind of, you know, medication that God knows what, I mean, what do you call it, you know, made up medicine. So I'm really hopeful for that. And I was thinking, Eva, I asked you before, when you were feeling so terrible all the time, part of course, what we all are dealing with, without a doubt, I think, is what's coming around the planet, around the earth with you. When you think of just in China alone, I was watching a documentary showing how they're spraying the streets, and you just see this film of, what do you call that stuff that people use on their hands, which I don't use because it takes away your own immune protection. So that's going up into the winds and going around the planet on the wind currents, and it goes in the water. And I don't want to think to gross us out, but on the other hand, wait a minute, we do need to know the toxins and stuff that are coming to us. So what can we do to boost our immune system, bring us into heart coherence with the heart hug, so that we strengthen this amazing beings that we are, this capacity to deal for the very best. And me just talking to all of you about this, and of course, you're like a lifeline for me. It's really interesting. As long as we're sharing, as long as I can be just exhausted. And Pam and I worked together last week when neither one of us thought we could hardly hold our heads up. And we were amazing at the end of an hour of then creating and collaborating, because this, I think we're missing the interaction of being locked in. I think this has a big, big effect on us all that we can't even imagine. Like one of the television commentators last night was saying she's going to be in a group, active in a group, for the first time in over a year, and she's nervous about it. I mean, this is an incredibly experienced journalist. And just think how that has affected us, all of it. So I think having a reason for it and knowing we have heart hugs, this is something that we can use. Our this heart hugs, we can talk to our body. It's just like Anna, the fact that you could do that allergy. Anna suddenly had an allergy last week because she was around horses and came back and was really like going nuts with an itchy eye and just stopped it. And how long did it take you to stop that itching, Anna?
I want to say maybe 2 minutes because I just really was, I was really gentle because I thought, I don't want to get up and put drops in my eye. Why don't I first explore, you know, telling tea touch on my eye, girl. And I was so gentle. And then all of a sudden I was like, what? My eye's not itching anymore. It didn't take long at all. It was just the intention of connecting. And I was like, really, I was like in shock, kind of like, what? Wow, this is real magic.
That's so funny. Great. So I've got a low battery. I've got to figure out how to plug this in. Just a moment. Sorry. How am I going to do this? Well, I guess what I'm going to have to do, little time out here. Okay. Can you still hear me with my ear pods? Is this okay? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Apparently they're working without being plugged in. Great.
Linda, okay. Can I ask you something?
Please.
Do you feel the volcano when the volcano in Hawaii is active? Do you feel this?
Well, we're lucky because we live far enough away from it. And because we're only 1,000 feet back from the water, we're in an area where we don't get much of the bog. It's called bog. Mm-hmm. Volcano, like ash and everything. Mm-hmm. But in areas, many, many people are allergic to what comes in because it's all these heavy metals that come mm-hmm. out of the earth into the air around us. Mm-hmm. So many people really feel it. I don't. And we've been really blessed that the volcano stopped almost two years ago. It stopped for the first time since the 80s. And so we've had clear air, which is a miracle. So no, I don't.
La Palma, very active.
Right. Yes, Ava, how have you been feeling?
Well, I've been feeling much better. And last session has been really a turning point for me. Of realization that, you know, I have the choice of just worrying about myself and going nuts about the results and all this, like I'm going to die tomorrow, whatever. And then I started looking at the broader picture. I also found a way to balance between the medical world and the alternative. And I decided to see my acupuncturist, who is very, very good and uses Chinese medicine. And I went to see him privately, not in the, you know, in the frame of my medical setting. So he had more time. He looked at my results, and we talked about my alimentation, in a global way, and for me it was my solution to make that compromise, And I went to see my regular doctor who agreed to give me more tests and retest again and everything. So I am playing both games, you know. That really helped me and to think of you, and it gave me also the courage to, you know, go back on my Zoom Feldenkrais in 2 weeks and perform, you know, put together this energy to make other people feel good. And I realized how much, you know, you got me out of my depression and got me into doing something for myself. And also listening to people, what people are saying. And in Israel too, you know, getting sick is a local pastime. And people rush to the medical centers and get sick back and forth. And that's what we were talking with a lawyer of mine. And she also said, you know, she suddenly feels so tired. She went to see her doctor, and without even listening to her, he prescribed antidepressant. And she was like, what? I mean, I'm not depressed. I'm just feeling very tired, you know. So we see it's really worldwide, this thing of maybe it's in the air or something. And people are getting sick back and forth, you know.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh. So I'm so excited for you. That, I mean, the smile on your face and the courage that you had to speak up and say you were not okay. It takes a lot to do that. It took a lot.
And to know that we are part of a community who is not always okay. But, you know, I think of all of you and all of us here. And yeah, we're not okay. But, I mean, that's how it is, you know. I mean, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, and the other centuries, I mean, people were sick. They didn't make it so long in their life, you know. And being 50 was already being so old. So we're taking granted to be healthy. I don't know.
Well, we have more tools now. I mean, unless, you know, the fact that we can figure out what makes aging, you know, okay, hormone imbalance. I mean, And in the normal, what I'm told by one of my doctors, because I have these friends who are doctors, plus my daughter, my stepdaughter, is an doctor of oriental medicine. So I have all these wonderful various types of integrative and medical doctors who are my friends and naturopathic doctors. And looking at the fact that in the normal medicine, and I don't want this as a put down of medical doctors. It's just that they are, when they come through medical school, like they're just, what are they given? Just these drugs by the pharma. That's how they're supported and brought up. So unless you get a doctor who decides, we're going to become an integrative doctor and go farther, they don't have other tools. And I just want to do Ho'oponopono and not put the medical profession down, because it can save our life if we have a heart attack or, you know, other things. So let's just hold that we all share and help each other and know that there's hope. Hope for us.
Eva has helped me a lot. You showed once, you suggested once that I lay down on the floor and do this 1 1/4 circle. And I do this and it's working. It's great. Thank you, Eva.
Nice, huh? Now you can start your classes again. That's wonderful. Super. So let's see what we can do going into the forest today. Let us just imagine that we all get comfortable. Oh, and wear carpets. We have our carpets on the floor, our imaginary carpets there for us to settle down on and get comfortable. And what I see is this unusual, mythical creature that wants to join us for a reason I don't yet know. It's a really beautiful dragon. And it's just small. It is kind of whatever size you are comfortable with having a dragon. Some of you want to have a very large dragon that you can actually sit on and get onto the back of the dragon. And some of you, no, you'd rather have that dragon just like settle down beside you on your carpet. Huh. And we're going to, I'd like you to just imagine out doing a few circles on that dragon. For those of you who are riding the dragon, reach up and do some circles on the neck of the dragon. And those of you who have a small dragon beside you, do the same thing on the neck. And reach up and just touch around the dragon's eyes. Some of you are, the dragon is, if you're on this dragon's back, it's gonna have to turn his head back so you can touch around the eyes. And some of you just reach down and this little, small, beautiful dragon beside you on the carpet and do very gentle touches around the eyes. Because the dragon energy today wants us to see in new ways the beauty and magic of the world. So we are going to now get really comfortable for those of you who are on your carpets. What are you sitting on, lying on? Maybe other like snuggy blankets around you, pillows. And those of you who are sitting on a dragon, reach back and do some touches behind you and around and feel, imagine you can feel on either the dragon beside you, it'll be the same skin, same interesting, wow, under your hands. What an interesting feeling this is. Take some nice deep breaths. And put your hands on your heart chakra before we take off. Take some lovely deep breaths and move your body a little bit and just like, wow, celebrate this experience with a 1 1/4 circle on our heart chakra and a smile and a wow, we're going on a dragon journey here. And now all our carpets are going to lift up and we're going to gather together up in the beautiful atmosphere above the earth. And we've got a couple of dragons coming along beside us, big ones with some of you look really small on these dragons. Now let's move together just through the air. And as we do, look around, look down at the earth and imagine you can see this really beautiful water underneath you. We're seeing some lovely lakes, some small ponds. And then up over a mountainous area with really beautiful forest underneath. And now smooth that out a little and have these rolling hills underneath. And let's play. We're going to imagine our carpets all together, just like this flock of birds, with the dragons and the carpets. And some of you can ask your carpets to kind of make some kind of moves in the air that are fun. Just like your own really gentle, playful carpet ride. And those of you on dragons can ask them to swing around, play around us, make circles around those on the carpets. Now we're going to fly together and we're going in the direction of our sacred forest. Just enjoy the air, enjoy the sunlight, perfect sun just permeating your bodies. Ah, gentle breeze in your hair. Imagine you can feel that in your hair. And now just very beautifully, come on down, down, look down, and there is our circle in the forest. There's our beautiful, beautiful forest around us. And our sacred circle, this special circle just for us, in the middle of the forest, and come down and settle on and just look around. There are a couple of these big dragons and they're really carefully moving around us. And the small dragons that are on the carpet, they just want to hang out with you and be there. And let us together imagine, each one of you, create this artesian water coming up out of the earth in the center here of our circle, and this beautiful stone or crystal with water coming up over it. And imagine the blue of the water around it. And look up and see the reflection of the blue of the sky and these beautiful cumulus clouds in the sky above us. And the sunlight coming through. And now feel around you the nature, the trees, the wind gently moving through the trees, and feel like take that into every cell in your body, like a musical orchestra of the song of the winds, just the breeze through the trees. And which trees do you want there? Do you want it through the leaves or the needles of the trees? And feel the roots of the trees. Look at, just really for a moment, take in this phenomenal community of the forest. And look at, create your plants, bring them up in the colors and the sizes you want, and beautiful orchids. The grass, there are orchids, lovely grass orchids. And butterflies and bees, and the small hum that you feel. And let's just lie still for a moment. If you're standing and you want to feel that breath of the earth up through your feet, do so and bring it up through your whole body. But some of us are lying on the earth. And feel that breath of Mother Earth coming up into every part of our body. And put your hand on this little dragon. Now, of course, some of you have your kitties, and your dogs. And there are some horses here, and they're totally okay with these amazing dragons. And I'd like each one of you just to ask the dragon for a word for inspiring you. What is inspiring? What is inspiring on the earth? And with that, I'm just going to leave you here a little bit. I'm going to shut off my sound a minute and have you just really experience this quietly. And if you have that feeling, you don't quite get what this dragon is about. Some of you do, but some of you may not. And if you don't, what would you like to say to the dragon? What would you like? What's the message you would like to say to this dragon? A word, a feeling. And now with that feeling or communication, get back on the carpets and the dragons, and we're going to lift you up. Come back up, 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 and feel again. Feel this fun of being on flying carpets and flying dragons together. Quite an experience. Come back to your places in your homes. Put your hands on your heart chakra. Do a couple of lovely deep heart hugs. And give thanks to Mother Nature, to the trees, to the animals who are with you, to the dragons, to the air, to the wind, to the sun, and to Divine Spirit, to all the angels who are with us. Just put a smile on your lips and gently open your eyes. So, just a feeling. I'd like to just go around and share, just really short, just a feeling that you come away from this dragon experience with. And I'll just, if you could all unmute yourselves, we can do this. Who would like to be the first to share their feeling? Feeling, a word, thought. Angela.
My dragon. Oh.
Yeah.
This is Anna from Bainbridge Island, Washington State. I have the most beautiful dragon on my back tattoo holding this Celtic weave, which is the earth. And I've always said to everyone, because all the boys are like, I love the dragon. I don't really like the serpent. And I'm like, the dragon always cares for the earth. The dragons want to hold us in peace. And if we don't care for the earth, the dragons can pick us up and throw us out. Ah. I want us, all my dragons, my particular dragon, let's care for our earth, for all life. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Angela?
Mine was all about embracing the seasonal changes, going into autumn, all the colours, nature, the trees and flowers. It was really take each moment and enjoy it.
Beautiful. Just jump in with yours. Who's next?
I have, it was about appreciation of the likeness in all of us and in nature, the similarity, but true appreciation of it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Becky, how about you?
I was having so much fun getting connected with a dragon that I'm not sure I stayed for the rest, but my dragon and I were just kind of, yeah, that was lovely. And the idea of doing tea touch on a dragon was like wonderful.
Were you riding or was it beside you?
Well, it was funny because first I thought, oh, I'm going to ride this. And then all of a sudden it felt too majestic that I needed to be more in a role of service. And so it was just wonderful.
Beautiful. Super. Who else? Marnie, what were you doing? Riding or beside?
I had a visit with a baby Komodo dragon I worked on years ago. She was a very dangerous little critter, but he loved tea touch. It was amazing experience. And it was like, I hadn't thought about him in years. And it's like, oh my God. Anyway.
Oh, great. Katrina. Oh no, you did. Harriet, how about you?
I had a wonderful time with the dragon beside me. And it was like fun and joy. And please touch me some more.
Super. Ava?
I was riding my flying on the dragon, and there was this image of this communication between us about kindness and just that feeling of kindness for each other and for the world that becomes real, that becomes something you can see, you know, it's not just a concept. An abstraction.
Beautiful. Razia, how was your experience with that dragon?
Well, I was seeing the dragon and also climbing it. And then a painting came I made. I have, many years ago, I made a painting with a woman within a dragon. In a meditative posture with a ice cream, licking on an ice cream. The dragon was licking on the ice cream. Mm-hmm. And somehow this image came back. Yeah, it was interesting. And the message was be calm, centered, and strong.
Nice. Great. Joy, did you have a dragon experience? I guess you just put your picture there, but you're not there. All right.
No, Kirsten, I'm here. Sorry, I was on headphones a while ago. Yes, so I had a playful dragon experience. So it was just a lot of tail thrashing and scales sparkling and general enjoyment.
Did you, was it beside you or did you ride?
I was riding it.
Oh, cool. I knew there were a couple there. Kirsten, what was your dragon experience?
Sorry, I wasn't able to do it. I got a phone call.
Oh, sorry. So you know what? If you all want to see something magical, watch the movie How to Tame Your Dragon. It's amazing. It's amazing. And actually, if you watch closely, at one point when this little dragon flies in and snuggles down beside Hiccup, I can't remember if it was Hiccup or his the girl. I can't remember. The person reaches down and does three little tea touches on the dragon. You watch closely. If you haven't seen the movie, it's such a delight. I think I've seen it 4 or 5 times. Have you seen it, Angela? He's shaking your head.
Yeah, great movie.
Isn't it incredible? I just love it.
I think what's even better is The Dragon Prince.
Oh, really?
Just to put it out there.
Never heard of it. I've got to watch it. Thank you. Wow, that's cool to have that. Well, we are, how do they say it? The time has come, the rabbit said. Oh, that was really fun on the dragon. And so we'll see you, we hope, on Sunday. It's not Saturday, it's Sunday. And the time has changed for us in North America. Mm. So I hope I get the right time. Well, look forward to seeing you there. And do any of you have walking poles? Have any of you ever used it? I don't know why Eleanor thinks, oh, everybody uses walking poles. Come on. Yeah, I've seen you're in Europe, see? In Europe they do, but I've only seen it once in the United States. So anyway, the concept is quite helpful to work with. That's what I said, you have to realize we don't have them, but it doesn't matter. The concept is the same, and it's going to be a lot of fun on Sunday and incredibly wonderful. See you there. And Angela, I'd love to talk to you a couple of minutes. And Rosie is not still with us, darn it. Tyra.
Tyra had to go early.
Yeah. Can we talk a few minutes, Angela, about your Beamer?
Yeah, that would be great.
Great. Love you all.
Bye.
Have a great Bye. Rest of the week. We'll see you on the weekend. And be inspired. Stay safe and be inspired.
You too. Bye. Bye,
thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Linda. Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
Stop the recording.
Bye. Shalom.
Shalom. Aloha.
Aloha.
Stop recording.